Cornmeal.
What? Cornmeal.
Just has cornmeal, salt, and water in it.
That's what's called plain cornbread.
Just plain cornbread?
Yes, you see, you don't have to pit it up.
Do you remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about making in front of the fire on a board or something like that?
I've heard of ash cakes in the fireplace wrapped up in ashes. Now, I never heard of it cooking on a board.
Have you ever heard of these things that are kind of small and round shape, and they have a little onion and green pepper in them, and you might eat them with fish?
Hush
puppies. You ever had any hush puppies?
I've had that plenty of times. Hush puppies.
Yeah, baked bread.
Do you put pepper in them?
What about, have you ever heard of something that you might boil in cheesecloth along with beans or greens or something with chicken made out of cornmeal? You ever heard of that? Don't know what that is. What about, have you ever heard of the kind of cornmeal that you cook in a real deep pan and it comes out real soft and you dish it out like you might dish out potatoes? Have you ever heard of that?
I've seen it.
You've seen it, but you don't know what it is?
They call it egg bread, don't they, Bill?
You can cook egg bread.
And it runs over.
You can cook.
And you put yeast in it or something or other in it, or soda or something, and it'll swell up and run over the pan.
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Corn dodgers? Uh-huh. I've heard of them put in a ton of greens.
It's just something to cook along with the greens?
That's right.
You know, there are generally two kinds of bread. There's there's homemade bread, and then there's the kind of bread that you buy at the store. What's that called? What would you call that? Not homemade bread. Now, you know, there's a lot of difference between homemade bread and what else?
Well, it's light bread come out the store, don't it?
Out of the store. Or would you ever call it a bought bread?
That's right. That's what it ought to be called. Bought bread. Well, you bought all
of
it.
Loaf of bread.
Huh?
Loaf.
Just a loaf of bread, something like that. What do you call something that's fried in deep fat and it has a hole right in the center of it?
Donuts.
Donut.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other name for a donut you've ever heard of? What about if you took a lump of this donut dough and you put it in without making a hole in it? Is there any special name for that?
I think they'd call that a biscuit.
Just a biscuit.
It's a biscuit with no hole in it. Now, I'm wrong, I wonder. I thought they cut that hole in there, don't you?
Right. Usually do. What do you call something that you make up a lot of batter, and then you might fry three or four of these at a time, you know, you pour them out into the frying pan? What would you call those? You might eat them with syrup and butter.
Pancake.
Have you ever heard pancakes called anything
That's
else?
That's right, nothing else but pancake. A lot of folks call them batter cakes.
Batter cakes. Mm-hmm. Would pancakes always be made out of wheat flour?
Out of good flour and eggs.
Mm-hmm. Would it ever be made, part of it ever be made out of cornmeal? Would it still be a pancake?
Yes.
I think they make it out of sweet meal, don't
they? He said, you put the meal in, you're good, and then you make waffles.
I don't want no meal in my pancake.
You just want it with flour.
That's right.
Yeah,
talking about flour, about how much flour comes in a big sack?
Sometimes you get 48 pounds, 25 pounds.
Talking
the biggest is 48.
What do you call that stuff that you use to make bread rise?